from Robert Mueller to Barr days after Barr's initial summary was released and before the attorney general told a lawmaker at a aware of concerns among members of Mueller's team.
I don't know what members he's talking about. I certainly am not aware of any challenge to the accuracy of the findings.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland with more live in Washington.
Lisa, Democrats also zeroed in on Barr's decision to clear the president of obstruction of justice. Ranking member Dianne Feinstein referred to Mueller's finding that President Trump leaned on then-counsel Don McGahn to have the special counsel removed.
These things, in effect, constitute obstruction.
Well, you're talking in general terms.
Barr said President Trump left Mueller's fate in the hands of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
You remove someone for a conflict of interest, then there'd be presumably another person appointed.
The Attorney General said the White House could invoke executive privilege if McGahn testifies. Lisa?
Meantime, Rachel, the House Judiciary Committee, where Barr is supposed to appear tomorrow, voting today to allow not just lawmakers, but staff members, in other words, lawyers, to ask questions. The Justice Department has already objected to that. Venezuela's self-proclaimed interim leader Juan Guaido speaking moments ago. His supporters chanting, "Yes, we can," at times, a day after the start of an uprising that disputed President Nicolas Maduro claims he has already defeated. The U.S. backs Guaido and continues to call for a peaceful transition of power. This is Fox News.
Hey guys, it's Scott Miller, men's sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Expert. We receive so many calls and letters from listeners about ways to improve bedroom performance. Here's Michelle in Denver about an amazing experience she had with her husband.
My husband has struggled in the bedroom for the last few years. It's a sensitive subject that most guys just don't want to admit or talk about. Recently, we were on vacation, and I remember hearing you recommend Noxitril, the natural male enhancement pill that works to increase blood flow fast, like Viagra on steroids. Well, I begged him to try Noxitril, and he did. All I can say is, thank you, Noxitril. He's back.
Michelle, glad you and your husband tried Noxitril. No prescription, no side effects, and it's guaranteed. And right now, Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril, call 800-993-0840. 800-993-0840. Free bottles for a limited time. Call now. 800-993-0840. 800-993-0840.
People remain in critical condition after a deadly campus shooting in North Carolina.
Emergency managers have lifted the campus lockdown at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, but the Kennedy building remains closed as crime scene investigators process evidence from Tuesday's shooting spree that left two people dead and four others injured. Students described the scene.
There was a girl who had been grazed on the side of the face with a gunshot.
It was definitely chaotic. We were running. Some people were trying to find classrooms or bathrooms to get into.
Officers already on duty for a campus concert ran toward the gunfire and quickly disarmed the suspect. 22-year-old Tristan Andrew Terrell faces multiple charges, including two counts of murder and four counts of attempted murder.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Charlotte. The first guilty pleas from parents in the college admissions cheating scandal. A California couple who paid a total of more than $500,000 to help their two daughters cheat on exams and enter the University of Southern California as student athletes. Under a plea deal on fraud and conspiracy counts, they're expected to face much less prison time than the decades possible if convicted at trial. A mystery man in Britain turns out to be part of a healthcare-related fraud.
Simon Hayes of Somerset, England, walked into a hospital here with a 78-year-old man who he said he'd found lying in the street. It prompted an international search for clues. The man had dementia and didn't know his name. He turned out to be the father of one of Hayes' friends. The friend had flown from California with his dad to dump him in England, where healthcare is largely free. 53-year-old Hayes admitting his role in the plot, which the judge called a well-planned deception. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
The Fed's latest take on interest rates due 1 hour from now. In the meantime, stocks have been fluctuating a bit. The Dow is still up about 20 points now. The S&P had been down a fraction, now up 2 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday. It's hump day, and that means Chuck Muth Day. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, not on the phone, but joining us in studio. I absolutely love it. What did you make a wrong left turn somewhere?
No, to come to your studio, I had to make a right turn.
Oh, that's right. A right turn. Thank you so much. We are into week 13 of the 80th Nevada legislature. Not a lot has gotten done. They've gotten gun background checks. They've named a few post offices. Oh, I'm sorry, that's a federal issue. But they haven't really done much. We know that there are some bills that are dead. Sanctuary State is dead. Give me your impressions of the first 13 weeks.
Well, under the circumstances that we find ourselves in here, Kevin, where the Democrats have a supermajority in the Assembly, a virtual supermajority in the Senate. They only need to pick off one Republican to get the two-thirds they need to pass tax hikes, and they'll get that if they ever really want one. And they have a Democrat governor who's going to be willing to sign probably 98% of anything that hits his desk. So the best that we can hope for is that they don't do a whole lot. I'm kind of actually happy that things are all backed up. Now, the problem is it happens every session. They wait until the last minute, and then they just start slamming and jamming legislation through. So the fact that a whole lot hasn't happened already doesn't mean a lot isn't going to happen between now and adjournment. And that's the thing that we have to worry about, because what happens at the very end of the session, they suspend all the rules. They don't read all the bills. Not that a lot of these legislators read a lot of the bills to start with, but even their staff doesn't have time to read the bills and understand the amendments that are going to be thrown in at the last minute. So there's a lot of danger here, even though we've only got a month to go to the end.
Is there any evidence that Governor Sisolak, he's new to the job, he's trying to feel his way through this thing after years of being the Clark County Commission chairman? Is there any evidence that he's having an impact on legislation? Is he guiding stuff through? Is he making deals with Republicans? Is there any evidence that he's making an impact at all?
Well, I doubt very seriously that he's making any deals with Republicans because, frankly, he doesn't need to. He can get, I mean, with the exception of a tax increase, if he wanted to put a tax increase through, he does not need the two-thirds vote. He can get it with the simple majority that they already have in the Assembly and the Senate. So I'm sure he's talked to Republicans, but he doesn't need them to get his agenda through. What he does need, though, and the problem that he is going to have in these final 4 weeks, is that you've got some of the more radical elements of the Democrat Party, the very far left, I mean, just the crazies, who they want it all, and they want it now. They're going to try to push a far-left agenda that really the governor, look, Governor Sisolak's a smart guy, And he knows that what he really has to keep a second eye on is the 2020 election cycle. They need and they want to control their majority for the 2021 session, because that's when they're going to do redistricting after the census. So he's going to try to save the Democrats from their more liberal element between now and the end of the session. And that's who he really needs to work more with than he does with Republicans.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're talking about the 80th Nevada legislature, which is underway right now. We are into week number 13. And a lot of people are asking the question, what's going to happen with opportunity scholarships? They put $20 million into the kitty last time, but that's up. That money goes away. Now the question is, is there anybody in government within the Democrats that's championing the notion of opportunity scholarships?
Yeah, I remember, Kevin, before the session started, I can't remember where the story was. It was probably in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, but I believe that they identified a number of Democrats who at least theoretically supported school choice. And you would expect that to mean opportunity scholarships, because that's about the smallest possible example of school choice that you can go with as far as the money is concerned and the impact that it has. It's nowhere near like education savings accounts would have been. Again, the problem is that the Democrats are going to have to listen to and take into account what the more radical elements, particularly the teachers union, has to say about this. And the economic forum, I believe, is in process as we're on the air right now. They're going to determine how much money the legislature will have to spend over the next biennium, and there's not a whole lot of money there. So it would not surprise me that when push comes to shove and decisions have to be made on do we fund A or B or C, with the understanding that the teachers union and those elements of the Democrat Party don't want opportunity scholarships, there's a real good chance that they could go by the wayside and hurt a lot of children.
But $20 million does not seem like a lot of money when you talk about what we're putting out with PERS and different programs that are many times greater than that $20 million.
Yeah, compared to the overall budget, it's an eyedropper. It is nothing, and it would be easy to fund that if, again, the problem is because of the Democrat that far left wing of the Democrat Party, they want to get rid of all school choice. Look, they even tried to shut down charter schools, which are public schools, but give the charter school administration a little bit more leeway. There is
independent budgets, independent funding, that kind of thing.
Even though they're public schools, it's still school choice, and they had Democrats in that left wing part of the party wanted to shut down charter schools. Well, not shut it down. They wanted to put a moratorium on so they couldn't expand any further, even though in a number of these charter schools, there are waiting lists of parents trying to get their children into these schools. But they don't even want charter schools, let alone opportunity scholarships. So you're right. It is a minuscule amount of money when you look at the entire budget. But considering the political aspect of it, I can see them cutting it out.
It's something that very few people, I think, understand. I don't even know who these people are or what they do in their spare time, but the Economic Forum is the group that essentially helps the government determine how much money it has to spend, how much money the legislature can spend. First of all, who are these people?
Yeah, the
and by the way, what makes them so smart?
I'm not even sure who is on the Economic Forum. I haven't paid that close attention to it this session.
They're almost like the Fed. Nobody knows what they do, yeah. But they do a lot.
Yeah, and the reason why they exist to a certain extent, well, there's a couple of reasons, but the main reason is Nevada, unlike the federal government, is required by the Constitution to balance its budget. We can't do deficit spending. We can't borrow money
and
go
in the hole. You can't print your own money or anything like that.
I mean, you can, but you can't use it if you do. Yeah, you end up getting a little bit of time with Stephen Brooks in jail. Another story altogether. I had to throw that in today, though.
Name dropper.
But they are. It's an appointed board who looks at all these various economic indicators, trying to determine based on inflation and economy, the growth in the economy, how much money the government will have to spend And that's the legislature is allowed to authorize for expenditures. They can't go above it because the budget must be balanced. And to a certain extent, I think the legislature probably punted and gave the Economic Forum this responsibility to set the budget numbers so they wouldn't have to do it and take the heat for it. Now they can wash their hands like they love to do, punch this pilot and say, hey, you know, we can't fund all these programs. Don't blame us. Blame the Economic Forum. They're the one who set the figure.
Well, and then the other thing that the legislature has done in recent years, they've done it on a number of different programs, more cops and different things like that, is the legislature has washed its hands knowing that it does need two-thirds majority to pass a tax increase. What they're doing is they're abdicating their responsibility to the county commissions. Is that the way good government works?
Oh, gosh, no. But that's not what we're talking about here in Nevada. It's not good government. It's a ridiculous end run around the Gibbons tax restraint law that requires a two-thirds vote of the legislature to increase taxes, to increase revenue. So what they do, and I think if it was ever challenged in court, it could be struck down. What they do is they say, well, we're not the ones that are actually passing the tax hike. We're simply enabling someone else to pass the tax hike. And you're right. I mean, they're doing the punches pilot. They're kicking the can down the road, and they're saying, okay, Clark County wants to raise taxes for some amount of money. We'll allow it with a simple majority vote in the legislature, and then the county commission has to get the two-thirds votes that they need. And the reason why that's easier to do, obviously, is that the Clark County Commission, in this example, are all Democrats, whereas there's still a slight chance that Republicans could hang together in the Senate to block a tax increase. But if you pass it and give the okay to the Clark County Commission to do it, you got seven Democrats. The odds are it's 7-0 to pass a tax hike. And that's why they do it.
Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. He still has his Cruz tan, believe it or not. He looks great. And he's in studio, which is really, really fun. Glad he's here. More to come. We'll talk about what's going on in our nation's capital, where William Barr is right now, even as we speak, testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm the sun, and I'm confused. On most days, you're all, oh, I love the sun, it's the best. But when you're driving, you're like, wah, the sun's in my eyes. What do you want from me? I shine when I shine. Like right now, you're driving around a curve in the highway, I hit you square in the face, and you don't see the car in front of you stop short. And if you've got cut-rate insurance, well, that's not too bright. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem. Like me.
Are you in good hands?
Call Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation. Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
My fellow Nevadans, have you been wanting to start a new business but just don't know where to start? Do you have dreams of being independent and free to use your creativity? I'm Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. It's our mission to help small business owners get their doors open. This year, the Taylor Consulting Group is celebrating our 10-year anniversary. To date, we have helped over 1,000 small businesses get started here in our great state of Nevada. If you want to open a tavern, a supper club, a cafe, or a banquet facility, we can help. Our firm specializes in gaming licensing, liquor licensing, zoning matters, and government affairs. We are your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
All of us live in the desert, and yet many homeowners take trees on their property for granted. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Why are trees important to you and your family? Well, they're a major part of the huge investment you've made in your home. For many families, trees provide something in short supply across the Las Vegas Valley. It's called shade. If you're a homeowner with trees on your property, you need to check out my friends at Mr. Tree Service. Mr. Tree is a licensed Nevada State contractor. Certified arborist Joe Noriega and his amazing team of full-time tree care professionals can prune to bring out the safety, health, and beauty of your trees. Mr. Tree Service has the size and experience to do the big jobs right. They're perfect for HOAs and commercial assignments. Check out Mr. Tree Service at MrTreeLV.com or get a free quote by calling 702-401-6277. That's 702-401-6277. All across the Las Vegas Valley, it's Mr. Tree Service.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Are you seeking a career change? Are you a motivated self-starter with solid computer skills and radio board operating experience? Well, the folks here at 790 Talk Now are expanding. They're in the midst of a valley-wide search for the best and brightest radio production talent. If you want to help produce Live and Local Now and other 790 Talk Now programming, I want you as a part of our Royce International Broadcasting team. For more information, call Debbie McKay at 760-851-9447. That number again, 760-851-9447.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk Now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. Good to have you with us. Ashley is at the controls today, by the way. Chuck Booth in studio. Right now, even as we speak, they are taking testimony from William Barr, the Attorney General. And I want to ask you, people like Julian Castro, the mayor, the former mayor of San Antonio, now a presidential wannabe, says that William Barr should either resign or be impeached. What is with this impeachment stuff? These people, these Democrats are going in impeachment crazy.
Yeah, and it's not because they believe that they will ever be able to remove the president from office, because they won't be able to. The Senate would have to convict and remove him from office, and Mitch McConnell's never going to let that happen. So this is nothing but political theater, Kevin. All they're doing is they're just trying to hurt the president's reelection chances by hanging the impeachment vote around his neck, if they ever bring it up in the House of Representatives, which would have to bring the charges. It's not going to happen. They know it's not going to happen. This is all just political theater. It's all designed to just try to hurt the president in the court of public opinion, not in the House of Representatives.
By the way, coming up in just a couple of minutes, another edition of Nevada Voices. We'll get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. I do want to ask you, though, Joe Biden, since we last talked, has gotten into the race, and a new CNN poll has him at 39%. An earlier poll had him leading over the president by 8 points. This poll yesterday that came out had Biden among the 20 presidential wannabes at 39%. Closest rival was Bernie Sanders, at 15%. I mean, this sounds like it's a slam dunk. Let's send everybody else home. Joe Biden is the, by acclamation, is the nominee of the Democrat Party. I know it's way early. How early?
Oh, it's way, 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 way early. Look, we only have 20 Democrat candidates in the race so far. I mean, we've got a whole lot more to go, I think. This is to be expected because Biden has the highest name ID, even higher than Sanders. I mean, let's face it. He was vice president of the United States. He has a network of people that he's built up over decades. So this is a bump that was to be expected. Some people say it's a bigger bump than they expected him to get, but it doesn't really surprise me. The real problem for Joe Biden is that we now have, he is now the front runner, And all of these other Democrat candidates who wish to be the nominee know they've got to take Biden down before they get a shot at Trump. And so it's going to be all the guns are now going to be trained on Joe Biden. He's going to have to deal with that. And he's got some problems in his own party. That Democrat Party ain't the same Democrat Party it was when he was in office 4 years ago.
You've done this political campaigning thing, and you've even been a part of presidential campaigns. I'm curious, how does somebody among the 20 and eventually maybe 30 or 35, how does anybody get through a convention without a contest? How does somebody get the required number of delegates when you got so many candidates?
Well, it's going to be interesting. If I'm not mistaken, this time around, the Democrats have made some changes in their nominating process. I think they eliminated the superdelegates or
they did kind of sort of.
Yeah, kind of sort of watered it down a little bit. Here's the thing, though, about the Democrats, unlike Republicans. If you remember, once Donald Trump got the nomination and it was secured, there was still a lot of talk about trying to undo his nomination and get rid of him at the convention. And as high as his negatives were among the never-Trumpers in the Republican Party establishment, it still didn't happen. And Democrats, unlike Republicans, aren't as independent thinking, generally speaking. Once they go through the process, the primaries and the caucuses, and they come up with a nominee, which they will rally behind that nominee, regardless of who it is, because their hate for Donald Trump is so much stronger than their love for whoever the nominee is going to be.
Chuck, if folks want to reach out to you, I love getting your stuff, Muth's Truths and all the stuff you do. Where do they go? Where can they find you?
Go to NevadaNewsAndViews.com. Sign up for my Muth's Truths free email newsletter, and we'll get you on the list.
And you got more stuff coming out this afternoon?
Not this afternoon. Probably tomorrow. I got meetings this afternoon.
Okay. And fair enough.
Still got to enjoy my tan from the cruise. I'm telling you, Kevin, your listeners got to join us for this cruise next year.
We will.
Fantastic.
We'll get some information. Chuck, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again next week.
You got it.
Thank you. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Oh, my gosh. Do you know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, communications director with Laborers Union, Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
More Nevada Voices coming up. Yeah! Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take you into the hearing room. We'll let you hear from Bill Barr, from Lindsey Graham, and others. It's all straight ahead, live and local, now.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, hail to the chief.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are mixed in midday trading and private payroll surging in April and adding 275,000 jobs for the month. This is the biggest rise since July of 2018 and far exceeding economist expectations, according to payroll processor ADP. This is also a sign that hiring remains strong amid solid economic growth. The figures coming ahead of the Labor Department's more comprehensive employment report, which arrives on Friday. And shares of Yum Brands falling after reporting first quarter results that beat Wall Street expectations, but weaker than expected. expected same-store sales growth at Taco Bell and Pizza Hut disappointed investors. And Hulu adding twice as many subscribers so far this year as Netflix in its first quarter. Hulu's U.S. customer base exceeding 28 million subscribers, which could be as a result of its recent promotions and price drop. However, Netflix still remains a much larger service with more than 60 million total U.S. subscribers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Attorney General William Barr questioned by a Senate committee about his handling of the Robert Mueller report. Also, a letter the special counsel wrote to Barr complaining about his summary of investigation findings. Barr saying he did not mislead Congress last time he was there.
Mueller had never told me that the expression of the findings was inaccurate. But I did then volunteer that I thought they were talking about the desire to have more information put out.
Barr told lawmakers he was surprised Mueller did not reach a decision on obstruction of justice and that he had the authority to charge the president.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. The White House asking Congress for an additional $4.5 billion in emergency spending for border security. This according to the AP. And actor Ricky Schroeder arrested on suspicion of domestic violence. He was previously arrested on April 2nd. This is Fox News.
Mother's Day is around the corner, and it's a great time to give that Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th, Fox News t-shirts, hats, mugs, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com. And be sure to use code RADIO at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Now through May 12th. Happy Mother's Day from Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. I want you to hear, I want to take you into the room. This is the Senate Judiciary Committee. And let's go first to cut number 9, because I thought Lindsey Graham was great. He spoke directly. This is cut 9, by the way. He spoke directly to the American people to give them an idea of what to expect from these Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. This is Lindsey Graham just a couple of hours ago.
Mr. Mueller was the right guy to do this job. I always believed that Attorney General Sessions was conflicted out because he was part of the campaign. He was the right guy with ample resources, and the cooperation he needed to find out what happened was given, in my view. But there were two campaigns in 2016, and we'll talk about the second one in a minute. So what have we learned from this report? After all this time and all this money, Mr. Mueller and his team concluded there was no collusion. I didn't know. Like many of you here, on the Republican side, we all agreed that Mr. Mueller should be allowed to do his job without interference. I joined with some colleagues on the other side to introduce legislation to protect the special counsel that he could only be removed for cause. He was never removed. He was allowed to do his job. So, no collusion, no coordination, no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government regarding the 2016 election. As to obstruction of justice, Mr. Mueller left it to Mr. Barr to decide after 2 years and all this time. He said, Mr. Barr, you decide. Mr. Barr did. There are a bunch of lawyers on this committee, and I will tell you the following. You have to have specific intent to obstruct justice. If there's no underlying crime, pretty hard to figure out what intent might be if there was never a crime to begin with. The president never did anything to stop Mueller from doing his job. So I guess the theory goes now, he didn't collude with the Russians and he didn't specifically do anything to stop Mueller, but attempted obstruction of justice of a crime that never occurred, I guess, is sort of the new standard around here. We'll see if that makes any sense. To me, it doesn't. Now, there's another campaign. It was the Clinton campaign. What have we learned from this report? The Russians interfered in our election. So can some bipartisanship come out of this? I hope so. I intend to work with my colleagues on the other side to introduce the Deter Act and to introduce legislation to defend the integrity of the voting system. Senator Durbin and I have legislation that would deny anyone admittance into the United States, a visa, through the immigration system if they were involved in interfering in an American election. I'm working with Senator Whitehouse and Blumenthal to make sure that if you hack into a state election system, even though it's not tied to the internet, that's a crime. I would like to do more to harden our infrastructure because the Russians did it. It wasn't some 400-pound guy sitting on a bed somewhere. It was the Russians. And they're still doing it. And it could be the Chinese. It could be somebody next. So my takeaway from this report is that we've got a lot of work to do to defend democracy against the Russians and other bad actors. And I promise the committee we will get on with that work, hopefully in a bipartisan fashion.
I'm so excited because I want to get to the bottom of that. Somebody else that would like to get to the bottom of it is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us by phone. And Megan, first of all, have you had a chance to catch any of the William Barr hearings yet?
Yes, I have. Yes, I've started watching them this morning.
And what did you learn? I mean, I know that Lindsey Graham was speaking directly to the American people. Here's what we know now. Since you've heard William Barr and an explanation of obstruction of justice, what do we know now?
We know that the Democrats are going to start impeachment proceedings based on falsified evidence. We also know that the predicate for spying on a Trump campaign has not been formally established. However, we assume that the predicate, according to many, many reports, was based on a political operation funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign using foreign assets and intelligence in order to conduct a dragnet, which pulled in no less than a couple hundred people into that dragnet and then unmasked a couple hundred of people to a variety of intelligence agencies. But what we do know is the Democrats, this is nothing more than a charade. The whole entire investigation was a charade in order to deceive and manipulate the perceptions of the American people that an incoming president was a agent of a foreign government, namely the Russian government under Putin, in order to overthrow this election. So there are Democrats out there that still want to believe this entire conspiracy theory because their hatred of this president is greater than the love of this country.
I want to ask you, one of the things that Lindsey Graham said in his opening statement was that you know, when we're done with this, and as he said, it's over. For me, Robert Mueller and this whole chapter is over, that now he's going to turn his attention to Bleachbit, to destroying cell phones with hammers, and the whole Hillary thing. Do you think, knowing the politics of all of this, do you think we'll ever get to the bottom of it? Do you think people will ever go to jail?
Well, they should, because it's interesting that the Democrats want to create obstruction out of a crime that never existed. But when you look at destroying subpoenaed evidence, that is obstruction and that is a crime, and that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did. But the Democrats have no interest in pursuing that obstruction. And so, again, this is the polarization that we are witness to because the Democrats believe that they are above the law, or they will interpret the law or manipulate the law in order to benefit their power. They have no interest in upholding the law in order to create a civilized and unified country. Their fundamental goal here not only is the fundamental transformation of this country, which was promised to us in 2008, but their fundamental goal is to basically protect those who are engaged in a coup to overthrow an incoming administration. And the coup goes all the way to the top. It goes all the way to Barack Obama. And so the question remains, what did Barack Obama know and when did he know it? And also, why did no less than 14 people in the prior administration sign off on an unverified, salacious dossier in order to conduct a spy campaign, which then misled the FISA court into believing that their signatures basically verified the unverified and salacious dossier. So what these hearings are, like I said, are no more than a charade. It is simply, again, Democrats using their power in order to manipulate and deceive the American people and create obstruction when obstruction doesn't exist in this administration or this campaign in 2016. But obstruction existed in the prior campaign run by Hillary Clinton, when she and her cohorts were busy destroying subpoenaed evidence.
It was amazing on Saturday night. The Nerd Prom, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, was underway as the president did a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Absolutely. It was vintage Trump. And the president talked a lot about the economy. What can you tell me about the economy? The Democrats say it's mirage. You know, we know what the numbers are, but it's not reaching the people. It's not reaching the middle class. They're struggling. What is the truth about this?
Well, it's certainly not coming from the Democrats, is it? When the Democrat's mouth is moving, you know he's a liar. What were they saying about the economy under Barack Obama when the highest number of black youth were unemployed, when the highest number of black Americans were unemployed, when the highest number of Americans were unemployed, when the highest number of women were unemployed? They weren't certainly saying that the economy sucked then, even though it entirely sucked. What they were telling us is that Donald Trump would need a magic wand in order to get to a 3 to 4% GDP. Well, guess what? He must have found that magic wand because we're there. And so when they were anemically running at a on average, 1.1% overall economy, where they had the help of the Fed doing quantitative easing in order to bolster up an economy that entirely sucked, they had the privilege of, what, passing Obamacare and then furthermore destroying full-time jobs. So the Democrats don't want to talk about their policies because their policies don't work. They would rather focus on obstruction of justice, which simply doesn't exist.
I want to ask you about something else that's been in the news. The New York Attorney General is probing the NRA finances. People on the left have been trying to bring down the NRA for decades, back to the Charlton Heston era. Now in the Ollie North era, they're trying to do the same thing. Do you give any validity to this investigation, or is this just another one of those political witch hunts?
Well, I mean, if you look at the history of the attorney generals of New York, it's been specifically political, and it's been specifically what you would, I guess, categorize as a witch hunt. The attorney general's office in New York has been used and abused by Democrats for years. It's interesting to me that the New York attorney general doesn't want to look at the financing of the Clinton Foundation, for example, when they were receiving hundreds of millions of dollars from foreign agents in a seemingly quid pro quo relationship. They're not interested in the crimes committed by Democrats. They're simply going after political entities like the NRA in order to achieve their objective, which is the disarmament of American people, as well as the attack on the First Amendment. The NRA operates legally. The NRA represents gun owners. The NRA is a lobby organization. And so they want to destroy that lobby organization that represents gun owners, because ultimately they want to destroy the Second Amendment.
And does it come down to essentially their 501c3 status, their IRS status? Is that what they're trying to do, is make them not tax exempt?
Seemingly so, but it's interesting because they're upholding, you know, for example, the tax exempt status of Satan worshiping churches. They're upholding the tax-exempt status of far-left-wing communist organizations that interfere in a variety of political campaigns. I think that 501c3s, we've got far too many of them that engage in misconduct on both sides of the aisle. And so it seems to me that the IRS, for example, back in the Barack Obama days, were denying the opportunity for people to assemble under a 501c3 like the Tea Party, for example, which directly did impact the elections. And so, you know, we'll see what the Attorney General out of New York is going to do. I know that they've already gotten the cooperation with Deutsche Bank against this president. And again, that's a political operation and not necessarily a matter of law.
More with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. We will get to more from her. We'll talk a little bit about creepy Joe Biden is leading the Democrat field. What to make of that? We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Valley Electric Association is working to be as transparent as possible with our members, now more than ever. Our interim CEO has opened the books, providing members with monthly financials, board reports, an annual review by auditors, and expanded content on our websites for ease of access and transparency. VEA has reduced our annual operating expenses by $11 million, with further savings still to come. Valley Electric Association, we are your cooperative, your community, and we're your neighbors.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Well, now, good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Joining us, as always, Megan Barth. Joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. And she joins us on the phone. Megan, we now have Joe Biden in the race. And the latest CNN poll that's out from yesterday shows that he is on top with 39%. The nearest rival among the other 19 is Bernie at 15%. 15% to 39%. You've got Beto O'Rourke in single digits. I mean, it's just, it's ugly. What does it mean this early in the race? Or does it mean anything?
Well, the clown car has finally gotten its main bozo, and that would be Biden. This will be his third attempt at trying to win the presidency. He's failed twice before, I guess maybe third time, if he believes the charm. He'll be the oldest president ever elected, and if he serves out his first term, I think he'll be 82. Looking at him on the dais in front of his audience in Pennsylvania, he was stammering and stuttering, and it looked like he was taking speech lessons from Nancy Pelosi. You know, it's a little bit too early, obviously, but, you know, if you look at the historical, I would say, surveys of how people vote. They vote for a leader who they can trust, and they vote on the economy. They vote with their pocketbooks. And so far, this economy under President Trump is humming along unless the Fed comes in and tries to destroy it, which they've really attempted to at least five times now, to slow down the economy and interfere with the free market. But it is a little bit too early because we have to see how the economy is running along. We have to see how the current president is doing. And we have to see what Biden is really proposing. I was trying to find out what his positions are on what I believe are the most important positions. facing the American electorate, and that is immigration. He doesn't have a very strong position that I can find on where he stands. Is he an open border fanatic like his communist pals that he's running against? Or does he believe in border security? Does he believe that the immigration laws need to be amended and changed, whereby we are now a nation, or should be a nation, on merit-based immigration instead of chain migration? Haven't heard a word out of him there. I think immigration is going to be one of the top issues facing the presidential candidates. I believe that he is for Medicare for all. Seemingly he said that because his Obamacare, which was a big effing deal, according to Biden when it was passed, was a massive failure. Because if it wasn't a massive failure, the Democrats wouldn't be looking to Medicare for all, or Medicaid for all is what I call it, in order to fix the problems that they've created.
But what does this say when you've got one candidate at 39% who's been in the race about 2 minutes, and all of a sudden you have all these other guys that have spent a ton of dough to get on the map, Beto O'Rourke and Bernie and Elizabeth Warren's at 5%. 5%? What does it say about these 19 other presidential wannabes?
Well, number one, Biden has a very strong name ID. I mean, he's been around, like I said, he's run for president now 3 times. He's been around the swamp for, 30 years? So he has name ID. It also means that perhaps a majority of Americans, or at least a majority of Democrats, aren't as communist as the Democrats are becoming. When you look at the Democrat lineup, they're trying to out-Stalin each other. Who can be more radical? Who can be more leftist? Who can be more socialist? That seems to be what they're fighting amongst each other over. Where Biden now believes that he's going to be the moderate Joe, the working class Joe. You know, he's going to count on at least picking up some votes in the Rust Belt, which Hillary Clinton could not. Hopefully Biden makes it to Wisconsin, which Hillary Clinton didn't. But again, I think it's too early, but it does tell you that the Democrats aren't all socialists. Even though their party is being taken over by socialists, and it also means that Biden has very strong name ID. I mean, Klobuchar, really? Klobuchar. Buttigieg, or whatever his name is? Can't even hardly pronounce his name. But he's gay. He's gay. So that qualifies him to be president. He's a gay mayor.
And the other thing you left out, he doesn't make a lot of money. He made like $34,000. Filing jointly or whatever it is. Megan, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about what you're up to, where will they go?
They can go to ReaganBabe.com and they can sign up for my newsletter. They just go to the homepage, fill out the just 3 lines of information, their name and their email address, and hit subscribe. And every week they will have an update delivered directly to their inbox on Saturday.
I love it. Megan, have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Oh, you know what? It's time for now another edition of Nevada Voices.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Coming up on the program, Melissa Hardy, Assemblywoman, District 22, will update us on Week 13 of the 80th Nevada Legislature. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. Man, busy, busy day as we continue. It is live and local now.
Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso! That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's Taco Shop. You can choose from over 100 family recipes, each prepared hot and fresh every day. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. A commitment to quality and service that will never be compromised. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day at Roberto's. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The U.S. Attorney General on the defense. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. William Barr's handling of the Mueller report.